talk you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, it's interesting in a day in which I was watching Mitt Romney earlier today after the vote came down. This made my stomach sick. Oh, it's about the separation of powers. You know what? If this was about, if what the president did today was really about the separation of powers, or if what this vote from the Senate represents by way of the president's action, an issue of the separation of powers, go back and end the practice that you made legal in 1976. But you've allowed this practice to be done 66 times. It's met court muster. It's fully legal. The other side has used it for far less important things. And just because a purist like Mike Lee is afraid of precedent, or someone like Mitt Romney, who is just a pandering panderer, there seems to me to be no sound reason to abandon the commander-in-chief when he's trying to fulfill the number one priority that the American people gave him in giving him his office. This isn't Trump's agenda. This is the voters who supported Trump. It's their agenda. Very disappointed in the 12 Republicans that went south on it today. Anyway, a couple of other things. Speaking of double standards, Charlie Kirk put this on Twitter. If Justice Kavanaugh crashed his car in his teens while driving drunk and tried to flee the scene of a crash, both parties would have rightfully, he says, rejected his nomination. But when Beto O'Rourke did it, Democrats want to elect him president. Charlie Kirk asked the question, how does that work? And my guess is it works kind of similarly to the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is paying her people these days. Remember, we did a thing about how she was going to make a difference in insisting upon fair wages, and she was going to pay her staffers a more even. Well, what she meant is she's going to pay the senior staffers less, so that she could pay the least seniority staffers a little bit more. But you know who didn't get at all touched by that change of budget or price cap in her office? Because she's like, we're not putting any salary in our office above $80,000. But guess what she's paying herself? $174,000. Now, that's more than twice what she's allowing any of her staff to make by way of salary. So I thought that in the, I don't know, odd existence that is the new Green Deal mind that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I was just under the impression that she would hold herself to the same standard that she's going to hold her staff to. She made a big fat deal in the media about paying her staffers a living wage. She made sure that her staffers were making no less than $15 an hour. It didn't matter what they were doing. But she decided to cap all of the salaries at a maximum of $80,000. If she decided not to cap her own salary, she would make more than twice as much, which it appears that's what she's decided. The Washington Examiner had more on this. Congressional staff salaries take up the bulk of each office's representation allowance. They average about $1.3 million per congressional office in 2018. House members' congressional handbook prohibits using personal funds on franked mail, but it states that any other money spent over their allocation should be paid out of the members' personal funds. The cap AOC has placed is far below the $154,000 average salary for congressional chiefs of staff and $177,000 maximum staff salary allowed by law. She could pay her top staff that much, which is what she's going to pay herself. But she's not going to let anybody else in her office make that much. It's very interesting how in AOC's world, there is one set of rules for what she says other people should do, And then there's the rules for what she says she gets to do. I have yet to really understand how she parses it quite that easily. I guess somewhere in a world that's going to end in 12 years, it makes sense. But not to normal working men and women who will still be around in 12 years. Kevin McCullough, thrilled to have you with us. Thank you for being here, for doing all that you can to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and pursue clarity. We'll do it all again tomorrow.